This is Chairman Dell, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to Bill Byers, Attorney at Law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, John Maskow, please note the following matter. Following letter, period. First name is J-O-H-N. Last name is M-A-S-C-O-E. On May 23rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. I performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old male, height 5'0" tall, weight 220 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 8th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. There was questionable brief loss of consciousness, period. Multiple airbags were deployed, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign forcing the collision, period. The patient was in a 2000, patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient's head hit the driver's side window, period. His right foot hit the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient fractured his sternum, period. He had immediate pain in his chest, comma, head, comma, right ankle, comma, and left shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain with diminished range of motion in his left shoulder and right ankle, period. His sternal fracture has healed without pain or difficulty, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. The ambulance took him to Hancock County Emergency Room, period. They treated the patient, who was apparently confused from the injury, and transferred by ambulance to St. Vincent's on 86th Street, period. They treated him, and he had x-rays. He was in the ICU trauma unit for approximately 48 hours, and he was given strong narcotics. And this resulted in a hospitalization for approximately 4 days, period. He was released to home, and then he saw a shoulder specialist, Dr. German and Anderson, period. He ultimately had surgery involving his shoulder. Period. He had followed up physical therapy on his shoulder. Period. The surgery failed, and he was advised that a second surgery would be warranted, but it has not been done as of this time. Period. He saw a Central Indiana Ortho Group, who also did surgery on his right ankle on or about March of 2022, period. He thought it was to correct bone issues and reattach torn ligaments of his ankle, period. After that, he had follow-up physical therapy, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain is developed as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a sharp stabbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his arm and into his neck, period. New paragraph. His right ankle pain is described as constant, period. It is a sharp type pain, period. The ankle feels like it's falling asleep, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems farming, comma, lifting, comma, baling hay, comma, walking over 1.5 miles, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as boating and basketball, comma, sleep, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, in repetitive motion of the shoulder, period. New paragraph under medications, non-contributory. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen, treadmill, and exercises, period. Past medical history is non-contributory. New paragraph, past surgical history is an appendectomy, as well as left shoulder and right ankle surgery for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. The patient injured his right ankle in high school when he twisted his ankle, but no treatment was necessary, period. He injured his right ankle in college when he stepped in a hole. He was cast for a few weeks. It did heal without problem or permanency, period. The patient was pain-free in his ankle at the time of the auto accident of June 8th of 2021, period. The patient has not been involved in prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that as a farmer, and he works in agriculture, period. As a result of this injury, he cannot work full time. I'm sorry. As a result of this injury, he can work full time. He can work full time, but he does work with pain, period. He does need to work at a slower pace, period. This did cause a business setback of 18 to 24 months due to the time away from work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics Radiology Report, MRI of the shoulder, dated July 27, 2021. Findings of acromioclavicular joint ligamentous / capsular injury. There was small joint effusion, period, distal clavicular bony edema, and a mild superior displacement of the distal clavicle in relationship to the acromion, period. Likely post-traumatic subacromial dash subdeltoid bursitis, period. Mild to moderate supraspinatus tendinosus, period. Mild infraspinatus and subcapsularis tendinosus, period. Operative report, St. Vincent's Anderson. Post-op diagnosis is 1, left shoulder pain. 2, AC separation with degeneration. 3, OS, that's OS, OS, acromion, A-C-R-O-M-I-O-N. Procedures, 1, diagnostic left shoulder arthroscopy, 2, subacromial decompression, 3, distal clavicularectomy, C-L-A-V-I-C-U-L-E-C-T-O-M-Y, period. Fisher Specialty Surgery Center Operative Report, July 1st, 2022. Post-op diagnosis, right ankle instability. 2, right ankle arthritis with bony impingement. 3, peroneus brevis tendon tear. That's P-E-R-O-N-E-U-S-B-R-E-V-I-S tendon tear, period. And they discuss the procedures performed, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics, diagnosis, other instability, right ankle, period. He is status post-modified Bromstrom, B-R-O-S-T-R-O-M. He is status post-modified Bromstrom and chelectomy type procedure of the right ankle. Chelectomy is C-H-E-I-L-E-C-T-O-M-Y. Central Indiana Orthopedic Note, July 13th, 2022. Assessment status post-shoulder decompression with small distal clavicularectomy and capsular reefing, R-E-E-F-I-N-G, capsular reefing for mild AC instability, period. I discussed with John preoperatively, we are taking a bit of a gamble here, but pursuing a treatment course with shorter recovery, period. He does not like the sensation or feeling of instability in motion of the clavicle, period. He does a fair amount of overhead lifting as he lives on a working farm, period. I'm going to have him see one of our shoulder specialists, period. Erskine Rehabilitation Center note, that's E-R-S-K-I-N-E. That's dated April 27th, 2022. Diagnosis is pain of the right ankle and joints of the right foot, period. Patient preventive therapy, status post lateral ankle reconstruction, March 1st, 2022. Patient reports he was involved in a motor vehicle accident, June 8th, 2021. Same facility. Note, December 7th, 2021. Patient presents to therapy 2.5 weeks, status post left shoulder scope, period. Patient was initially involved in MVA with the date. Emergency records from St. Vincent's Hospital, June 9th, 2021. Trauma service documentation, 60-year-old male who was the restrained driver in a vehicle traveling at highway speeds when it struck a second wheel that pulled out in front of him, period. Presents to St. Vincent's Trauma Center Emergency Department by ambulance as a transfer from Hancock Regional Hospital with complaints of sternal pain, comma, neck and back pain, and right wrist pain, period. Their assessment is 1, MVC. Number 2, concussion. They ordered a head CT, which was negative. Number 3, cervical tenderness. Number 4, sternal fracture. 5, right wrist pain. Notes from also from the emergency room. Discharge diagnosis is 1, mild closed head injury slash concussion, 2, neck pain, 3, back pain, 4, bilateral upper extremity numbness and weakness, 5, sternal fracture, 6, right wrist pain, 7, right hand pain, 8, left shoulder pain, period. He underwent imaging of his right hand and wrists that were negative, period, an MRI of his complete spine that showed mild L4-L5 central canal stenosis, comma, mild L4-5 degenerative anterior spondylosis with facet joint degeneration, period. No acute findings were noted on his MRI. He also underwent a left shoulder x-ray that showed mild osteoarthritis, period. He was admitted overnight for monitoring, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 8th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, May 23rd, 2023, the patient presented with an abnormal gait period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact period. Examination of the skin revealed a 4 centimeter horizontal left superior shoulder surgical scar period. Examination of the skin of the right ankles revealed bilateral surgical scars period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs clear period. Abdominal examination revealed a right lower quadrant appendix scar period. Bowel sounds were normal period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal period. Examination of the left shoulder was grossly abnormal period. There was mild deformity of the left shoulder with 10% swelling period. There was heat on palpation of the left shoulder period. There was diminished strength of the left shoulder period. There was diminished range of motion with crepitance of the left shoulder period. Abnormal range of motion was as follows, period. Flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, was diminished by 20 degrees, comma. Adduction, ADD, adduction was diminished by 18 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 14 degrees, comma. And external rotation was diminished by 16 degrees, period. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable. Examination of the right ankle revealed 20% swelling period. There was crepitance and diminished range of motion of the right ankle period. His right ankle dorsiflexion was diminished by 10 degrees. His plantar flexion was diminished by 14 degrees period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right ankle. With crepitance noted, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the right dorsal foot, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, bilateral upper extremity numbness and weakness, comma, severe soft tissue injuries of the left shoulder, comma, left AC instability that required surgery, comma, and impingement syndrome of the left shoulder, period. Number 2, right ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, severe soft tissue injuries of the right ankle, comma, tendon tear, comma, tendon tear of the right ankle and instability that required surgery, period. Number 3, head trauma and concussion resolved. Next number, chest trauma with fractured sternum resolved. Next number, cervical trauma resolved. Next number, back pain resolved. Next number, right hand and right wrist pain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of June 8th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left shoulder, table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the right ankle, utilizing table 16-2, table 16-10, the patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment. I'm sorry, that's... Let me rephrase that. Utilizing table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, period. Converting this to whole body, utilizing table 16-10, this equates to a 4% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments for the left shoulder and right ankle, the patient has an 11% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of June 8, 2021, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left shoulder and right ankle regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that he will need additional surgery in his left shoulder, period. I agree with this need. Because of the poor range of motion and persistent pain, he will need additional surgery to the left shoulder at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. This expense will be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, surgeon, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need ongoing medications of an over-the-counter generic basis at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by additional injections in his left shoulder and right ankle at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. The patient will need continued use of a shoulder and ankle brace at an estimated cost of $350, period. These braces would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.